हरे कृष्णा। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त बृंदा। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। तो आप सभी प्रेक्षकों का आज के उडुपी क्षेत्र में जो पाजका क्षेत्र है, टुडे वी वेलकम यू टू दी होली यात्रा ऑफ पाजका क्षेत्र विच इज इन उडुपी क्षेत्र। पाजका क्षेत्र इज अ प्लेस ऑफ मध्वाचार्य। इफ यू गेट डाउन फ्रॉम उडुपी स्टेशन अराउंड 5 to 6 किलोमीटर्स यू विल कम टू द मेन उडुपी कृष्ण मठ वेर द कृष्णा टेम्पल इज देर, वेर द कनकन किंडी इज देर, वेर अनंतेश्वर चंद्रमोलेश्वर टेम्पल्स आर देर। फ्रॉम देर इफ वी ट्रैवल साउथवर्ड्स एंड देन ईस्टवर्ड्स टोटली 12 माइल्स अबाउट 18 किलोमीटर्स देन विल कम अक्रॉस अ ब्यूटिफुल माउंटेनस प्लेस कॉल्ड पाजका क्षेत्र। दिस पाजका क्षेत्र वी हैव टू टर्न फ्रॉम कड़पाड़ी टू द लेफ्ट साइड एंड देन वी ट्रैवल फॉर अनदर 8 किलोमीटर्स एंड विल कम टू अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एरिया विच इज़ वेरी वेरी नेचुरल फुल ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट। वी आर इन द मिडल ऑफ फॉरेस्ट ओनली एंड दिस नाइस ब्यूटिफुल रोड गोज ऑल द वे अप टू द बर्थ प्लेस ऑफ पाजका क्षेत्र एंड द होल क्षेत्र continues even further because there are so many ponds are there also. So before we visit that place, we would like to understand the beautiful story behind that place, how all these things happened. You know, historically speaking, Mayur Varma, the king Mayur Varma, established the Udupi Kshetra as a kingdom and he was ruling the kingdom, and one day Kashyapa Muni came there. And Kashyap Muni came there, but he refused to stay there because he said that in your place there are no qualified Brahmins. I do not see them anywhere, so I will not stay in this place. To not to lose association of Kashyap Muni, Mayur Varma went around in a place called Ahichhatra, which is close by, and he requested all the qualified Brahmins from there to come to Udupi Kshetra and stay there. So in number of villages, 32 villages around Udupi, he settled all of them down there and he offered them the puja of Chandramoleshwara, Ananteshwara, and later they also started worshipping Udupi Krishna. And some of them were called as Shivalli Brahmins, who were staying in those particular village. In that Shivalli Brahman ancestry, Narayan Bhatta Madhyageha was born. And he was a very pious Brahmin. He married with Vedavati and he was staying in Shivalli village. But he had one daughter and two sons. But unfortunately, his two sons died. So very sad that he lost his sons. So he came to Pajaka Kshetra and he stayed there with only one daughter now. And desiring a son, he every day walked barefoot with his wife for 12 kilometers from Pajaka to Ananteshwara. And he only drank milk and did Payovrata for 12 complete years of Kali Yuga. And then he would do that every single day, and whole day with his wife spent in worshipping Ananteshwara, praying, performing austerities. In 1238, in that year, when Makara Sankranti came in January, you know, in our villages, there are so many beautiful festivals for Makara Sankranti and other festivals. People gather, have satsang, association, light lamps, sing songs, dance, worship the Lord, eat prasadam. So like that, Makara Sankranti was being celebrated in Ananteshwara. And every temple in South India, they have a most typical structure of temple, and they have Dhojastambha, a very big pole just outside of the temple, and is very tall, and at the end of the tallest point, there is a flag, which they do the hoisting of the flag on that day to enjoy the festival. So like that, they were all gathered outside, a large crowd was there, Madhya Geha was there, his wife Vedavati was there, and there used to be a one mad person, psychiatrically ill person, and he would be always there. He would make some mischiefs, some fun, and you know, always talk irrelevant. People noted him and they ignored him because he was a madman. But on the day of 1238 year, on the day of Makar Sankranti, suddenly when the assembly was there, this madman climbed the flag, all over the flag, and he announced that very soon Mukhya Prana Hanuman will take birth and will establish the personality of Godhead against the Mayavad of Nirakar philosophy. Everybody was surprised. He spoke so coherently, so eloquently, and so gravely. Everybody was surprised, and no one knew, after climbing down the flag, Dhvajastambha, where he disappeared. Never they could see him again. So he was a God-sent personality acting as a madman, but he was a divine message he gave. Now what is the story behind this? The story behind this is, it was Kali Yuga. Already around 4,300 years have passed, and then Buddha had appeared and he had established Shunyavada. That means everything is zero. You have come from zero, you will go to zero, and you have to achieve Nirvana in zero. That is Shunyavada. Everything is void. And then Shankaracharya had come to bring up people to some understanding of God. So he came, Lord Shiva came as Shankaracharya, and on the order of Vishnu, he established the impersonal nature of the Lord against the zero condition, zero situation. Buddha came and destroyed all the Vedic understanding and destroyed the understanding of God so that people stop sacrifices for selfish purposes. And then when that misuse of Vedas was stopped, and then Lord sent Shankaracharya to establish the impersonal nature of the Lord. That is called Mayavad or Advaitavad. But everybody, everywhere there was much chaos because of this Advaitavad and Shunyavad. So all demigods gathered to meet Brahma, and they were praying to Lord Vishnu. Vishnu appeared there, and all the demigods said that on earth there is a chaos because of Shunyavad, because of voidism, and because of the impersonal philosophy of Shankaracharya. At that time Brahma said that this is not time for Lord's scheduled incarnation. So there was a silence, because no, what to do? If there is no scheduled incarnation, then what will we do? How do we solve the situation? At that time Brahma started gazing. Vishnu started gazing, Vishnu started gazing on all over the demigods. Now, you know, when the Lord gazes, his gaze is so much of love, full of appreciation, full of encouragement, full of spiritual energy. And at that time, the Lord gazed at each and every demigod with love. And his gaze settled and stopped on Vayudev. And for a long time, Lord Vishnu gazed at Vayudev. And finally, with so much of love, he told Vayudev, it is time for you to go. Please go down and incarnate yourself as Madhvacharya and destroy the principles of voidism and impersonalism established by Buddhadev and Shankaracharya, and establish my position as Supreme Personality of Godhead, and established the position of Jiva as a separate individual entity. That is Dvaitavad. So Vayudev was very happy. And this was the announcement which that madman did, climbing over the flag post, that very soon Mukhya Prana, means Hanumanji, will appear as a great personality in Pajaka Kshetra and will establish the dual nature of the Supreme Lord and the living entity. So as I told you, 12 years of tapasya finally resulted in pregnancy of Vedavati. And Vedavati became pregnant, and very soon they did Pusavan Vidhi at the third month of pregnancy, and at seventh month of pregnancy they did Swada Bhakshana, yani Simanto Nayan Samskara. And on the Ashwin month, in the waxing moon on the 10th day of waxing moon, that is called as Vijayadashmi, on the day when Lord Ram conquered Ravan, killed Ravan and attained victory, Vijayotsava, Rama Vijayotsava, on that day, Vasudev, a son, was born to Vedavati and Madhyageha Brahmana. And they were very, very happy because they were quite old that time. It was too late for them to have, but still, they were very happy to have this wonderful child as Vasu, named as Vasudev. They named him as Vasudev. And as per our Indian custom, the newborn baby and the mother, they do not leave home for 40 days. Medically also, this is a very susceptible situation to catch infections. The plus child is just born, is used to be staying in the womb for 9 months in the dark area. So child should not be exposed to so much light. So in the darker area, the mother is kept with the child for 40 days and she is nursed there and the child is breastfed and gets accustomed to the material world outside. And second reason is that also in our Indian Vedic understanding, when somebody is born, the situation is considered to be impure for 40 days. So that much time the mother and child doesn't go out and they offer or observe some rules and regulations of contamination. That is called Soyara in Vedic understanding. When someone dies, it is called Sutaka. And when somebody is born, it is called Soyara. So 40 days, Mother Vedavati and baby Vasudev stayed at home, enjoying nice time. The very typical thing about Vasudev was, as he was Bhimsen's younger brother, Hanumanji's younger brother, Vayudev's avatar, he had uncontrollable hunger. Normally, the newborn child drinks the breast milk of his mother, average every 2 hours, sometimes 2.5 hours. And in a day, average daytime, 10, 15 times the mother feeds, maybe 16, 17 times. And night time, maybe once in 2, 3 hours. But our Vasudev used to drink mother's breast milk for every 30 minutes. So you can imagine, in a day, 48 times day and night, mother used to feed him. And he was so unhappy and always hungry. There was a glimpse of his hunger. Now when 40 days were passed, they came out. And there was a ceremony called Nishkramana Samskar. Nishkramana means the mother and the baby, they take bath, they get decorated, and the father and the family members and the assistants and friends, they make a small procession and they put the mother in palanquin with the baby and everybody carries palanquin and they go to the temple of Lord Vishnu. So that the first thing when you go for outing, you first visit the Lord's place and take blessing of the Lord, do some puja over there, give some donation to Brahmins. So when Nishkramana ceremony was being performed, they went in palanquin, they went to Ananteshwara temple. They did nice puja, Vasudev, baby Vasudev and Mother Vedavati with everybody else, they performed puja, they had prasadam, they distributed donations to Brahmins and they were coming back. On the way back from Ananteshwara to Pajaka, when they were walking on by foot, suddenly the 11th kind of ghost, which is very ghastly, called as Brahma Rakshasa, one who is a Brahmin and he performs sinful activities in the Brahminical life, he becomes Brahma Rakshasa, and being Brahma Rakshasa is detrimental and painful to the Brahma Rakshasa soul also and to other living entities also, because he is very harmful to others and he is also suffering himself a lot. The maximum suffering out of the 11 types of ghostly entities is Brahma Rakshas. So the Brahma Rakshas comes and haunts one of the person in the procession, and that personality who was haunted started vomiting blood, others started getting sick, and through that person who was haunted, this Brahma Rakshas started speaking, "I will kill all of you, you will all get destroyed." So Madhyagaya asked him, "What do you want? Why are you doing all these things?" He said, "I am suffering as Brahma Rakshas, and I know the baby who has been carried in the palanquin with his mother is Vayudev's avatar, and if I get the dust of the lotus feet of that boy, I will be delivered from this ghastly situation. So please let me take the dust of the lotus feet of this boy." Everybody was amazed by the precise instruction of that Brahma Rakshasa. Immediately Madhyagaha brought the baby out of the palanquin, and that haunted person was touched with the lotus feet of this boy. And you can imagine, as soon as the lotus feet of Vasudev were touched to the head of this haunted person, immediately was relieved from the haunting of the Brahmarakshasa. That means Brahmarakshasa left him. Brahmarakshasa announced, I'm so happy, I'm so grateful to you because of the achieving the dust of this boy's lotus feet, I am delivered now. You all can proceed. There is no danger for any of you. But that man was haunted, very exhausted, completely exhausted and tired because of the haunting experience. This was the miraculous happening on the day of the first outing festival of Vasudev. Then you can see the boy became 3 months old, and generally we do Annaprashana at 6 months, but there was an automatic ceremony, self-ordained ceremony of Annaprashana that happened at the end of 3 months. Just see how it happened. Mother told the elder sister, that is his elder daughter, Vasudev's elder sister, that beta, you see baby Vasudev, I'm going to market and coming back in few minutes. But as usual, very soon, baby would get hungry. So he wanted to drink mother's milk. Mother was not there. Now this 8-year-old small girl didn't know how to handle babies who are hungry, who are crying. She would play with the brother and everything, but how to handle the hunger and crying of the baby, she didn't know. So she was very restless. She would go inside, baby is crying, she could not control him. She came out at the house of the door and calling, mother, please come. Mother did not come. So she had left the baby in the house inside. The baby crawled in the grain store where there were big bags of 40 kilos of grains. So baby tore one of the grain bag and ate some grains raw, and then entered the bag itself and ate all the 40 kg of grain, all the 40 kg of grain. And in this unique way, the baby celebrated his own Annaprashana ceremony. So all the grain was accepted by the baby on his own only. So it's a very unique way Vasudev conducted his own Annaprashana ceremony. Full day when he was a baby, crawling baby, he would hold the tails of bulls and wander around the villages in the Goshala also. Like our Krishna and Balaram used to hold the baby calf's tails and skate in the Goshala. So one day, he grew up maybe 1 year old. I was talking also. His hunger was as usual before only, increasing day by day. So at 1 year of age, he asked father, give me food, I'm hungry. Father, surprisingly, so loving father, said, I will not give you food. I don't have any food. I don't have any money. Father, what happened? The father replied, I have taken a loan from Kakra Shetty, a person called Kakra Shetty. I took loan to buy a bull, and now I don't have money to pay the money back, and Kakra Shetty has come sitting at the doorstep and he's saying, I will not eat or drink till you pay my money. I'm not going to leave your place. So things were quite sensitive and tense. That's why father is saying, I cannot give you food. So little Vasudev said, Father, please take me to where Kakra Shetty is sitting. He took him to the doorstep of the main house, main entrance, and he told very lovingly, Kakra Shetty, Vasudev told, please come with me. Now in the olden days, even currently in our village, the houses are very big, all red color tiling and red color cementing is there, like nice courtyard is there, the nice trees of coconut are there, imli are there, and many trees, beautiful, and well is there. So house in center and lot of things around. So Kakra Shetty was pulled by hand by baby Vasudev and taken to the tamarind tree. And what Vasudev did, seeing the hanging imlis, he took out the seeds of imli tree. And many of the seeds he gave by both hands to both hands of Kakra Shetty. As soon as the seeds were poured in the palms of Kakra Shetty, they all turned into gold coins. And so much gold coins, much more than the cost of the bull and the loan that Madhyagya had taken from him. He was so happy to see the miracle. Plus he got so much of more wealth than what he was supposed to get. So very happily went back and everything was solved. Madhyagya was so happy. Next day, due to the greed and due to seeing the miracle of the child, he came again. He thought, I'll take the child again to the tree and get some seeds from him. So I'll get some more gold coins. So next day he came Again, the boy gave him some seeds, and those seeds remained seeds only. They did not turn into gold coins. So what message do we get? Whatever is destined, you should be happy. You should not become greedy. When you become greedy, then all whatever you have also can get lost, and you can also get cheated by the providence. Then, when he became 3-year-old, Vasudev became 3-year-old, in a village called Nediyura, there was a wedding ceremony. So, mother, father dressed up well, dressed up Vasudev also and took the wedding. And Vasudev from childhood, he had no interest into worldly activities. So, what happened? The mother and father and every relatives, they got busy in talking to each other and everything, they engrossed and enjoying the wedding ceremony. The baby was not interested, she went away. He just left the arena of wedding, went out. And after some time, the wedding was over and mother, father, they were wondering, where is Vasudev? They were searching here and there. Maybe he is playing here and there. But he was not found anywhere. They went out of the pandal, of the wedding hall. They went to the village, they searched him everywhere. But they could not find Vasudev. Finally, after searching for many hours, they found Vasudev in the temple of Ananteshwara, which was very far from Nediyur village. And they asked, Vasudev, how did you come here? Vasudev said, Lord Narayan brought me to the village, out of the village. And then Sri Hari escorted me to Udupi. And I entered the temple of Ananteshwara and I was praying to Ananteshwara. Madhyagya was very scared. This is very mysterious. We don't know what is true, what is false. Which thief has picked him up from there, we don't know. So they could not relate, but they were very scared. At the very spot of Ananteshwara temple, Madhyagya prayed to Ananteshwara, please, please protect my child Vasudeva. And then Vasudeva became 4-year-old. At the age of 4, there is a custom to start learning. That is called Vidyarambha Sanskara, the beginning of Vidya. Also called as Hate Khadi Sanskara. Hate means a slate, Khadi means the chalk. And they write. First thing, they will take a rice plate full of rice and they will write Omkar or some other syllables. And then they will take a slate and they will start writing with the chalk all the important syllables. So it is said that when the Hatekadi Samskar, Vidyarabha Samskar was being performed, Mother Saraswati Devi was standing personally next to Vasudev with folded hands. And she conferred him all the blessings. And it is said that he could pick up everything. He learnt everything very fast by the mercy of Saraswati Devi. So much so that in the childhood itself, one time he challenged one Bhagavat Kathakar, stopped him in the Katha, pointed his faults out and corrected him. One time he corrected his father also, Madhyagya Bhatta, who was talking something about scriptures. Little Vasudev corrected him. Such was his learning capacity and such powerful Brahminical boy he was. At the age of 5, it was proposed that he would be given Janiv Sanskar, Upanayan Sanskar. The rule was that Upanayan Sanskar would be done at 8 years of age. But due to the fast learning and super intelligence of this boy, Vasudev, he was offered this opportunity at the age of 5. He effortlessly learned Agnihotra, Mudra and Kriya at the time of Upanayan Samskar with shaved head, with garlands, with danda in the hand. He looked so attractive and shining and effulgent that demigods showered flowers from the sky. So at the time of his birth, there were flower shower in the sky by demigods. Also at the time of his Brahminical Samskar, Upanayan Samskar, the demigods showered flowers from the sky. Then at the age of 5 years, after he took Brahman Diksha, he started going to the Gurukul, which was little away from the school. By foot, they would walk every day. And what happened, there was a very typical thing. Because of his uncontrollable hunger, he would come home from school every 30 minutes to eat something. So the teacher, the Guruji, also was very quite puzzled. He said, Vasudeva, if you go every 30 minutes home, you take some minutes to go and come back, what about that teachings, what about those shlokas which I will do in between those 30 minutes when you go and come back? So he would recite all those verses with jati, padak, krama, tala and sura, everything perfectly, what he taught the disciples in Vasudev's absence. So Guruji was quite puzzled, the Guru Maharaj, the teacher in the school, and he was asking, Vasudev, how do you learn all those things? How do you know all those things? So he just said, because of my past life knowledge. Now that was taken as, amazingly it was taken as a childhood talk. But the mysterious talk of the child was not understood by the teacher. But it was true. He was a great soul. He had knowledge acquired in the past lives. So with this extraordinary capacity of learning, he was given name as Ananda Tirtha. First was Vasudev, then he was given title of Ananda Tirtha. The teacher, he had a son. And this Gurukul is just next to the place which I am going to describe now, very close by to the house of Madhvacharya. The teacher had headache, teacher's son had headache and earache. So Vasudev went and blew air in the ear of that Guru son, Guru Putra. His headache went away, earache went away, and he could see many of his previous lives immediately in front of his eyes because of this miracle of Vasudeva. So one time what happened, he was coming home from Gurukul in between, and mother knew that at particular time he would come and eat something and go, so mother would be waiting for him. But what happened, one five-hooded, horrible-looking snake attacked Vasudev on the road. And he and Vasudev had a war. And Vasudev, so strong, with the big toe of the right foot, he crushed all the five heads, five hoods of the snake and killed him there. Today there's a very beautiful white temple, nice white temple, cordoned with nice fence. And that place is there monumented where Vasudev killed Manimana Rakshas. The Rakshas was Manimana. And who was Manimana Rakshas? He was a demon whom Bhima killed in the previous life, as in Mahabharat, in the war of Mahabharat. So he had reincarnated to take revenge. And in this life also, Vasudev killed him by crushing. And that place is commemorated there as Manimana Vadastala. And now what happened? Another wonderful thing happened. In this battle and killing, some time went away. So he got late. So Mother Vedavati was anxious. She thought, what happened? Where is my son? So she started calling from home, Vasudev, Vasudev, where are you, Vasudev? So Vasudev understood that his mother is anxious. So if he goes walking, then what will happen? Then he will get more late. So what he did, he just jumped from there. Straight he jumped into his house. And where he landed on a stone, today also his footprints are there. Where he landed, right straight he jumped. That shows his prowess as Vayudev's son. And immediately attended to his mother and he ate prasad and he went back to school. Now, amongst all the shastras, he loved Taittiriya Upanishad very much. He also commented a lot, very systematically, on this Taittiriya Upanishad. He would give pravachans. There's a place in Ananteshwara temple. When you take parikrama of the temple on the right side, immediately when you turn right, there's a sitting area where you can have a big window there, nice room inside, and lot of space outside to sit for people who are audience. And he would sit there and give lectures every day when he became a grown-up man. When time came to leave Gurukul, because his education was over, his guru's name was Totan Tillaya Acharya. He wanted to offer Guru Dakshina. So he offered pure love of Godhead to his guru as Guru Dakshina. Amazing. And after graduating from Gurukul, he himself desired to take sannyas because he remembered the instruction given by Brahma to preach and establish the personality of Godhead and the dual nature of Jiva and Parma. Bhagwan. So he wanted to accomplish his mission as early as possible. But all childhood pastimes now are over. Enjoyment is over. Fun is over. Everybody has seen the miracles done by Vasudev, little Vasudev. So he expressed the desire of sannyas to his father. His father was upset, naturally very upset. He said, you are the only son I have got. Other one is a girl. She will go to husband's house. Who will take care of us when we are old. So now there's back and forth argument, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. So finally Vasudev said that you want to have a son to look after you, you will get a son. Will you agree that once you get a son, I can take sannyas? Now they thought, how at his old age will get a son? So there's no question of saying yes to him. He will always remain with us. So yes, yes, yes. If you get a son, if I get a son, I will release you. Amazingly, even in the old age, Vedavati became pregnant. And very soon, she gave birth to a baby boy. And when baby boy was born as a younger brother, Vasudev said, Papa, you remember? You had promised me. Now I have to go. But that time, father could not say no. So he went away. And he went away to Swami Achyuta Preksha as his sannyas guru. Achyut Preksha, from childhood, he loved Vasudev so much. And when he came to take sannyas, he was so happy, only at the age of 12. Such a young age, such an effulgent boy, such a lovable boy he came. And at sannyas, he was called as Purna Prajna Tirtha. That is the third name that he achieved, Purna Prajna Tirtha. And later, when he became Acharya, he was called as Madhvacharya. Now, when sannyas ceremony took place, it's again the demigod showered flowers, and then the deity of Vishnu spoke to Achyuta Preksha Swami that, I am giving my dear Purna Prajna to you because of your pure love and devotion for me. I am offering you as a gift, as a disciple, that is Purna Prajna Tirtha. After taking sannyas, Purna Prajna Tirtha, that is Vasudev, Ananda Tirtha, went to Badrikashram and achieved spiritual initiation from Vedavyasa, the disciple of Narad Muni, the Jnana incarnation of the Lord. That was the real spiritual initiation and acceptance as a disciple. So he was a disciple of Vedavyasa, Vyasadeva. There he received instruction from Vyasadeva to write commentary on Mahabharata, because he was eyewitness as Bhima to the whole story of Mahabharata. So he wrote Mahabharata Tatparya Nirnay as an eyewitness finding. So amazing points are there into this particular Grantha, very big Grantha available in Udupi. He wrote many literatures, many Granthas he wrote, preaching the philosophy of Dvaitavad, defeating the philosophy of Advaitavad and Shunyavad. All the mission of his life was to establish the personality of Godhead, the Dvaitavad. Now before that, Buddha had appeared and negated all the Vedas, negated the personality of Godhead, and preached Vaidism. After that, to establish Lord again, Lord Shiva came as Shankaracharya and established the principles of Nirakarvad, at least one step ahead of Vaidism. Shankaracharya did good service by establishing at least the personality of, the Lord being there, the Lord exists, but he exists as Nirakar or impersonal Shakti. And further than that, Madhvacharya preached the doctrine of Dvaitavad, that means the Lord is not only energy, he is energetic, he has energy, and he is a person, and the Jiva also is a person, and they are two different entities. Jiva and Lord are not one. That's why whenever we see Madhvacharya's deity or Madhvacharya's photograph, we see a very hefty, very healthy, big armed person with having fingers raised like this, two, like this. That means Lord and the living entity, they are two. They are two different entities, and the relationship of love exists between the two different living entities. That is, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Being, and the living entity. So thus, we can see that Madhvacharya, he became Purna Prajna Tirtha, became Acharya, Madhvacharya. He preached extensively. He traveled all over and preached this doctrine, defeating everywhere impersonalism. People used to run away from him. Anyway, he was very powerful physically also, very powerful spiritually also, very powerful philosophically also. He dominated the whole situation that time, and everywhere he established the nature of the personality of God as person and the living entity as separate. Dvaitavad he established. And then he would, of course, was based in Udupi. And one day, as a sannyasi, he had many disciples and many hundreds of disciples. a few of them traveled with him to Malpe Beach, and he had some divine signal and intuition. So at that time, the boatman with lot of sellable items, very costly items, he had come from Dwarka, and he had put two logs of Gopi Chandana to balance the boat on two ends of the boat. And then he was traveling, and his boat was lost in the cyclone when he came near Udupi. And the boat was revolving in the ocean like anything, uncontrollably. The owner of the boat was completely in distress, and he was shouting, and Madhvacharya understood whatever intuition he was got was there, hidden in that boat. So he removed his upper cloth as an incarnation of Vayu. He had the power, he moved the upper cloth in such a way that he controlled the cyclone and pulled, just by manipulation, he pulled the boat at the bank of the ocean. The owner, saved in life, now came running and fell at the feet of Madhvacharya and said, "My dear master, please, I surrender to you. Take everything what you want. It was all gone actually. Because of your mercy, my life and the wealth also is saved. Please take anything that you want." So at that time, Madhvacharya said, "I am a sannyasi. I am not attached to anything. I don't need anything. But if you want to offer something to me, those two Gopi Chandana logs, please offer me those." So he said, "Yes, please take whatever you want." And then what happened? He told his disciples, 35 of them went to try to lift one of the log, but they could not even lift one of the log. Tried second one, they couldn't lift that also. Then Madhvacharya went, and he lifted one log in one armpit and another log in another armpit, and alone he started walking. So powerful he was. But by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, one of the log fell from his hand and split open in two. And the beautiful deity of Balramji appeared from that log. And the deity spoke to Madhvacharya, "I want to be established at the bank of the ocean only. Please establish me over here." So that village was called Vadabandi, near Malpe Beach. And there Madhvacharya installed the deity of Balramji, which is known as Vadabandeshwar. So Balramji was established there, nice service was established there, he put devotees there to take care of the temple, and then he proceeded further with one of the log of Gopi Chandana. That he put in his sarovar called Madhva Sarovar. I will tell the story of Madhva Sarovar to you. And then it melted the Gopi Chandana, and the beautiful deity of Krishna came out of the Gopi Chandana log. And that was established in a beautiful temple just by the side of the Sarovara, which is Udupi Krishna. These Krishna Balaram deities had appeared in Dwarka in the descriptions of Krishna Leela done by Rohini Devi for all the queens of Krishna. Now, about the Madhva Sarovar, what happened? One time Madhvacharya, that is Purnapradnya Tirtha, desired to go and take bath in Ganga. So he took permission from his guru. And Guruji gave permission to him, Achyut Preksha. But Achyuta Preksha Swami himself did not know what kind of attachment he had. Till the time he was having association and sannidhya of Purnapradnya Tirtha, he didn't feel so much. But actually when he left Udupi to go to take bath in Ganga, Achyuta Preksha Swami felt so much separation that he could not bear, he could not understand. I cannot live without him. So he started praying to Ananteshwara, "My dear Lord Ananteshwara, please bring back, let Ganga appear here in Udupi itself." In response to his prayers, Mother Ganga appeared just next to Udupi Krishna temple, in a small shallow place, and the floods came of water there. Gangaji appeared in the hollow next to the temple. And soon the news was, somebody went to give message to traveling Purnapradnya Tirtha, "Don't go to Ganga, Gangaji appeared herself in Udupi." So he returned back and he saw the miracle happening there. But the Ganga had appeared there, so he took bath and he was satisfied. At the same time, even Achyut Preksha also felt very satisfied. So, thus the Madhva Sarovar appeared, that is Gangaji appeared in Udupi. And there is a beautiful temple of Bhagirathi Devi, and also the crocodile, sitting on the crocodile. That is on the southwest corner. And from there, a bridge is there, right, which goes right in the center of the Madhva Sarovar, where there is nice canopy and there is worship being done. This Madhva Sarovar, Madhvacharya took bath every day there. And all the followers, all the other sannyasis, the descendants of Madhvacharya, also take bath every day at 3 a.m. in Madhva Sarovar, and then only they can begin the worship of Udupi Krishna in their system. Because Madhvacharya, when he preached all over India, he then decided that for the forthcoming time, there should be a system of worship of Udupi Krishna. He himself established all the meticulous pattern of worshipping Udupi Krishna. Then he chose 8 of his principal sannyasi disciples and he established 8 mathas that are named as Kaniyur Matha, Saude Matha, Puttige Matha, Adamar Matha, Pejavar Matha, Parimar Matha, Shri Krishna Matha and Shirur Matha. And he gave 8 different deities to his 8 main disciples, which they worshipped in their own place called their matha. And he divided seva of Udupi Krishna for every 2 years for each matha. That means after 16 years, there will be a cycle again repeated. So every 2 years, one matha will serve Krishna, Udupi Krishna. Then these mathas also had built representative mathas around the circle circumference of the Udupi Krishna temple, around the Udupi Krishna temple. So when they would particular matha will come to take over the service in their turn, at that time there will be a big ceremony and they will bring their own deity also, and that deity will be established in one place inside the temple, and all the devotees of that matha will stay in that representative matha near Udupi Krishna temple, and from there they will do inside the temple, and the Guruji will also worship his own deity and also will worship Udupi Krishna deity for 2 years. A very nice system is established there. When the deity go on Rathyatra every day, all the 8 mathas in the periphery, they will come out and offer lamps, offer arati to the Utsav Murthy of Udupi Krishna. And the system is so beautiful. One particular Swamiji of one particular matha will be having his pariyaya, that is turn. He will be the in charge of seva, but lovingly he would invite fellow acharyas, fellow sannyasis of other mathas. So even if it is not your turn, other matha acharya can come, stay there, and maybe he can do Rajbhogas arati, he may be doing Shringar, he may do evening chamar seva, he may do shayan seva, he may do dressing seva. He will assist the main acharya who has his service. So this wonderful seva he established. Now, one time he was traveling for preaching, you know, many gundas attacked him. They said that with one hand, he destroyed all the 12 gundas. He killed them. Another time, another set of gundas attacked him. By the power of his toe, big toe of his right foot, he crushed everybody. There are many more stories how he actually annihilated the attacking demons. Now, in his childhood also and later also, he would go to one temple near his house called Kunjaragiri. This Kunjaragiri is supposed to be the incarnation of Antaranga Shakti, that is, we call it Radharani. Very beautiful temple on the top of a small hillock, having about 200 steps, right in the middle of forest on the hillock. Very beautiful, attractive deity is there. Very beautiful South Indian saris they use for dress her and ornament her. Very, and he would go right from childhood and he would spend lot of time there. He would talk to the deity, offer worships, offer songs and prayers. He wrote many books in which he strongly propounded the philosophy of Dvaitavad. And in his own place and outside also, he defeated many Shunyavadi Acharyas, many Nirakarvadi Acharyas. One of them was Buddhisagara, who was a Jain, impersonal, voidism personality. And their debate and Madhvacharya defeated him. Now, about his hunger, I must tell that one time when he was traveling, he got hungry and they were offering him food. He was not satisfied. It is said he ate 200 bananas. Each was having 10 inch diameter. My hand is at the most 5 inches diameter. You can say doubled my hand's width here. 10 inches diameter worth, 200 bananas he ate at one time. And amazed everybody. In his village, he has his own house. There's a house where he was born and he performed his childhood pastimes. And today one more house is there where his murti is established. So in his house, when he was staying, it's all mountainous area, all the village is full of mountains. So he created four ponds there. Amazingly, we never see water coming out of stone. We always see water coming out of earth when we dig wells in the earth or bore wells in the earth. But with Gada, he created Gada Kunda. This Gada Kunda and the Maniman's killing place is just close by, just opposite Kunjaragiri, Gada Kunda. Then he created with Parshu, he created Parshu Kunda in the shape of Parshu in the mountain, in the stone. Very, very deep. You can't even touch your feet down. Beautifully shining blue color water. All the four ponds. So one is Gada Kunda, second is Parshu Kunda, third is Bana Kunda. Around 3-4 feet wide, but 25-30 feet long, like an arrow. There's a sharpened end there, there's a other end is over here. And that even 3-4 feet wide, but very deep inside. We have all taken bath in all four kundas. The fourth one is Gada Kunda, Bana Kunda and Dhanusha Kunda. So I think Dhanusha Kunda is near the main road, near the village called Madmu, where above ground level you have to climb steps up because it's mountain. And there you will find the Dhanusha Kunda. And the three kundas, which are Parshu, Bana and Gada, they are beyond the house of Madhvacharya, further down in the village of Pajaka Kshetra. Now, he declared after making these four kundas that whoever will take bath in these four kundas will not be taking birth again in the cycle of birth and death. He will not take birth again in the material world. So, this was known to his mother. Mother said, "Arey, I am such an old lady. How will I go to all the mountains, climb it and take bath there? How will I get moksha?" So, instantly, Madhvacharya created a pond in his own courtyard of the house, just outside his house. Very, very deep, very small, but very, very deep with beautifully blue-colored water. And he said, "Mother, if you take bath in this kund, you will get the benefit of taking bath in all the four kundas and you will also attain moksha." That kund is still there today in his house, very, very deep and very blue color. If we take bath in that kunda, we will also get benefit of taking bath in four kundas and we'll get delivered from cycles of birth and death. But we have taken bath in all the four kundas by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. In his house also in the courtyard, there's something called Subramanya Gudi, which he established. Subramanya Gudi means the Ananta Sheshanag is established to protect the village, to protect the tradition, to protect devotion and also physically. So you will find in South India many, many places Subramanya Gudi is there. The Subramanya Gudi is there in Udupi temple also to protect the wealth that has been that was procured by Vadi Raja. So one Subramanya Gudi is established right in the courtyard of Madhvacharya's house. So this is the glory of Madhvacharya. What all we saw? In the beginning there is a Dhanusha Kunda, then there is Kunjaragiri, then there is Manimana Vadasthala, then there is a house, in the house there is a Imli tree, then there is a place where our Vasudev jumped and the footprints are there. Huh? One more story I forgot to mention to you, I think, that his mother told one time that I will go to market. Vasudeva, please take care of the pots. There used to be big pots used to be there of yogurt and milk and many milk products, and they used to be deep and they would be underground and they have big mouths, so there would be cats and dogs. So to protect this precious milk and yogurt, she told Vasudev, "I'm going to market, please stand here and guard this big pots of yogurt and milk." And Vasudev was restless, he wanted to play, so he lifted two big shilas of stone and put over those pots, closed the pots as lids and went to play. After some time the mother came and saw such big rocks are over the pots. The pots are safe, of course, but who has put these big rocks on the pots? She called Vasudev and asked, "Vasudev, who did this?" He said, "Mother, I wanted to play, I didn't want to wait here. So I made it a lid, so I had to lift a stone and put on the lid." She was very surprised at the power of Vasudeva. And then there's a place where when Maniman was killed, he jumped. And that place where he jumped on the stone, the footprints are there also in the home. So the imli tree is there, the footprints are there, that pot is there, which is still lidded by the stone. All that is beautiful pastime. The kunda of the mother is there. Then the four kundas in the mountain are there. Maniman Vadasthal is there. Kunjargiri temple is there. It's a very beautiful place. Very, very purifying place with natural beauty, pure air, pleasing to the senses. And at the same time, the pastime places of Madhvacharya are very, very spiritually uplifting. I hope and pray for all of you that very, very soon you should be able to go to Pajaka Kshetra to visit the divine birthplace and divine pastime place of our dear Madhvacharya, who happens to be our Acharya in our Sampradaya. And one last thing I want to tell you, that the Pujari who serves in the Madhvacharya temple and the new house where Madhvacharya's worshipable deities and his deity, his own deity, is established over there. He's a very loving person. I've been seeing him from light his young age, and now he's very old man. His son also is serving now. And he says one significant thing, that Prabhupada, who's the founder acharya of ISKCON, he preached the glories of Madhvacharya so nicely that all the followers of ISKCON, all the followers of Hare Krishna movement, the devotees of Hare Krishna movement, they come very, very specifically to visit the place of Madhvacharya. Even the followers of Madhvacharya, Udupi Krishna Math followers, don't come so much in number also. But you guys from Hare Krishna temple, without fail, from all the worldwide followers, the foreigner devotees of ISKCON, they all visit regularly. So he has great respect for ISKCON and great appreciation for what Prabhupada did. Of course, he had not seen Prabhupada, but he has heard about him and he really appreciates. So whenever we go there with Yatra, without fail, we visit that place. And he offers us nice Rajabhoga Prasad with so much of respect that who will actually uphold the glory of Madhvacharya? If someone visits over there, if someone sits there and listens to stories, then the glory of the legacy of Madhvacharya will be carried forward. So he has hope that ISKCON followers will, by regularly coming there, will carry forward the legacy of Madhvacharya. The glory of Madhvacharya will be continued. And a nice book of the life story of Madhvacharya is available in that matha, and very nicely he will receive you and he will offer lunch to you. Many items, 15 to 20 items, with so much of love. They will make you sit down and serve hot prasadam with so much of love, unlimited quantity, without any expectation. Of course, we give donations, but that love of Madhvacharya has been conveyed to us through the medium of that particular acharya for their worshipper there. And we feel that, we perceive that love of Madhvacharya by going there every single time that we have gone there. So I wish that all of you can reach there at the earliest to appreciate the glory of Madhvacharya and to visit the places, to take bath in the kundas. Sri Madhvacharya Maharaj ki jai, Sri Pajaka Kshetra Dham ki jai, Sri Udupi Krishna Dham ki jai, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. ठीक हो गया ना?
Yes, Prabhuji, हो गया.
Okay, Prabhuji, okay. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna.